Spending time. It's time management, but not as we know it.
So, hi, I'm Tom Evans, the designer of the Bending Time program, and I'm absolutely delighted today to be speaking with Kingsley Offer of Infusionsoft. Hi, Kingsley.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Very good. Well, listen, I suppose the first thing I should say is thank you for spending the time today. And I really appreciate that to chat to me. And I'm absolutely thrilled. You've been using Bending Time for about a month now. I'm just intrigued to see how you're getting on with it and what sort of changes it's made.
I've actually seen quite some changes in my life from the way I thought about, you know, I thought about life in general and the way that I manage my hours. There has been a lot of very positive changes that I'm seeing.
And could you be very specific? How are they manifesting?
Oh, okay, fantastic. I can give you a ton of examples.
Great.
Let's talk about. Can I talk about something that's just personal, like just my personal life, as opposed to things of the world?
Sure, you don't mind sharing. We might share this broadcast with a few more people, so it depends quite how personal you're going to say it, make it.
Okay, awesome. So Saturdays in my house, I'm married. I have two kids. I have a 4-year-old and I have a 4-month-old. Saturdays always used to be the busiest days of our lives. And we would wake up, you know, usually we would sleep in, wake up at about, you know, 9 a.m. or when the kids wake us up. And between my wife and I, there's a lot of chores that we usually have to do. And I find out that over the last few years, Saturdays, for some reason, my wife and I always knock heads. You know, she's always trying to remind me of tasks I have to get done. You need to fix the bed. You need to take out the trash. You need to do this. You need to get this done. And there's always this long list of things that we had to accomplish. You know, I'm running out the house, coming back. She's trying to get things done. And I always used to feel that there was just not enough time in the day, you know, to get all the tasks completed. However, when I started reading your book, This We Know, my thought process really started to change, and it takes a lot of practice. It's you know, things that I forget. However, as I implement certain concepts that you have in Bending Time, it absolutely helps me. For instance, what I started doing on Saturdays is I asked my wife if she would join a gym, Lifetime Fitness. Very reluctantly, she agreed. But in the last month, we've joined Lifetime Fitness. And how we manage our Saturdays now is we wake up first thing in the morning, we feed the kids, get one or two things done around the house, and at 10 a.m., we go to the gym as a family. We drop off the kids at the daycare center. My wife goes for her yoga training. I go use a treadmill. I use the treadmill for 45 minutes. I get done, pick up my son that's 4 years old from the daycare center, take him down to his swimming lessons. He does his swimming lessons for about 45 minutes. While he's doing that, my wife finishes her classes in yoga, comes and catches the last 20 minutes of his swimming. So we sit together, watch him swim, and then we go pick up the baby from the daycare center. Pick up the baby, get it, go into the breakfast area. We sit down, we have breakfast. It's nice. It's a beautiful start to the mornings. We've done this about four weekends right now. It sets the day on fire. And then from there on out, all these tasks that before I would have to do individually and my wife would have to do, we just do them all as a family. So from the gym, we go out to the grocery stores. We do our groceries first thing in the morning. And then whatever other tasks that we have to do, we get done. Believe it or not, Saturdays now have become the days that we look forward to. We actually even have enough time to go visit family. So at about 6 p.m., we take the kids out to my sister-in-law's house, hang out there with them for about an hour before coming back home. And then we have enough time to have dinner, watch a TV program, put the kids to bed, and it's made for a much happier family.
And so that's incredible, Kingsley. So, and how would you attribute that to working through the Bending Time program? And by the way, thanks for mentioning the book as well, This We Know. So it's kind of related in some ways, even though they might sound slightly different.
So if you when we talk about things like, you know, the different modules you have, you know, clearing the decks, you know, subjective time, it all has to do with your thought process. You know, back in the past, I would say that the way I thought about life and thought about time was very, you know, per task. I always used to think about all the different tasks that I had, and I would worry about accomplishing all these different tasks. But somehow I've been able to now let go of these things as a task. And my thought process is now about what is the accomplishment? What are we going to accomplish? So my for the weekends, for instance, now I'm thinking about how do we stay as a family, all stay together, spend more time together, and just be happier. And with that focus, I'm no longer thinking about things as individual tasks. I'm no longer worrying about these things, that all these different problems and all these different tasks I had to do on Saturdays. And it just works.
Wow, Kingsley, I've got to tell you, is that when I came up with the Bending Time program, you know, one of the things, one of my aims was just to give people a way of chilling out. And I've got to tell you, I've had lots of feedback from lots and lots of people. But your experience of how it's changed you and the family is just making me feel amazing. And it's one of many stories I get of how people are changing their lives and how women are getting relationships back with children. And I can't really claim this as a benefit of someone's, you know, you stop taking their blood pressure tablets because they just feel a bit more chilled out. But that story is amazing, Kingsley. I'm so thrilled that that's had that effect.
I certainly am. And you know what? I've actually been looking forward to speaking with you because there are so many things that I'm doing right now that's totally different. For instance, let me talk to you a little bit about work. Now, okay. I work at Infusionsoft. You know, we do sales and marketing automation. Yeah. And I work with about 100 and 110 partners. And the goal, obviously, is to sell the software.
Yeah.
They give us targets at work. So every month you have a goal that you have to hit. Because of the pressure at work, you're constantly thinking about the next deal, the next deal, the next deal. Mm-hmm. And so when you're going through your database, you're looking at your database, scouring for the next person that can purchase Infusionsoft. Let go of that whole thought process. So letting go of that whole thought process and thinking about it differently is very, very difficult because of the pressure that you're getting. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I started, I think around about maybe like about 2 weeks ago, I want to say, after my weekend started feeling different, I started feeling different about myself. Even when I got to work, I started feeling differently. So when I sit down at my computer and I pull up my database, honestly speaking, when I'm looking at the names of all the people in my database, I'm no longer seeing opportunities for deals. I'm now seeing, oh my God, what can I do to help this person's business be successful? And it comes out even in the conversations that I have with these people. I'm no longer pushing anyone for a deal. I'm thinking more about the end goal. The end goal is, can I get that person's business successful? Can I get that person happy? And the numbers are just taking care of themselves. And it's funny that a lot of my colleagues, just yesterday, two of my colleagues came up to me and said, man, Kingsley, man, in the last week, you've just been in the zone. And I wrote down that word zone. It's very interesting because then I thought about Bending Time and I was like, this is really amazing that even people are seeing that I'm in a zone. When you're in the zone, you're not even thinking about time. You know, you're no longer thinking about, oh, I'm at work. I have to have 5 hours of talk time or 4 hours of talk time or whatever it is. I'm in the zone. So literally 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock feels like an hour.
Wow.
So I'll sit down and just write down the things that I need to accomplish. And then all those times where I used to spend, I have 10 things I need to do and I'm trying to do all, I want to multitask. And you know how it is in the corporate world. Everyone's always talking about multitasking. Right now, I'm no longer even thinking about multitasking. I just take one task at a time and just get that task done and finish that task and go to the next task. And I'm doing it and I'm getting to the point where it's becoming kind of natural where it's just happening. I'm no longer thinking about my time. I'm no longer thinking about the 8 hours. I'm actually staying at work an extra hour, hour and a half just to get things done because I'm not even thinking about, oh, I got to get out of here at 5 o'clock. So it really has been amazing, Tom. I can't overemphasize.
So Kingsley, who would you say can benefit from Bending Time?
Oh my gosh, everyone. Because what I understand or what I take away from Bending Time is it's just how do you see life in general and how do you think about life? How do you think about space and time? You know, in my mind, I see it as everything that we're going to do has already been done. If we look at time and space as like one blob, it's already been done. So don't sweat the small stuff. Don't overthink about things. Don't stress yourself about, you know, hitting targets or hitting goals or quarreling with someone of, you know, what a person said, and just take life easy and just understand that it doesn't really matter. Don't take it too seriously. So for me, my wife is someone who, my wife's a doctor. She's OBGYN, and she gets stressed out a lot when she goes to work. I'm not going to tell you that I've seen a humongous change. I know that on the weekends, the change is significant. On the work days, it's still kind of tough. But she's getting there. I have to remind myself every day. But as I'm speaking to people and speaking to my colleagues at work, everyone can benefit from bending time in any measure.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much, Kingsley, for, well, one, taking the time to explore bending time and taking the time today to talk to me. And I'd love to talk to you, Kingsley, about how I'm bending time and saving time by using Infusionsoft.
Absolutely. I definitely look forward to that. Definitely look forward to it.
All right. You take care, Kingsley. Thank you so much.
Without a doubt. Thank you very much, Tom.
The best time to start bending time is yesterday, and the second best time is today. For more information and to get access to Bending Time, go to www.bendingtime.info and find out how you can create as much time as you'll ever need.